It's been more than 4 months since the last confirmed piece of Japanese tsunami debris washed ashore on the Pacific Northwest coast. Even sightings of suspected disaster debris have tapered way off in recent months. Does that mean we're just in a lull or past the worst of it? Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from the coast.
I'm taking advantage of a little break in the weather to do a little bit of beachcombing. I've come to Long Beach in southwest Washington, and keeping my eyes peeled as I walk the high tide line here for trash, especially anything that might be related to last year's terrible Japanese tsunami. But to my surprise, I'm not seeing much flotsam of any kind. Joining me is Chuck Matthews of Washington's Department of Ecology, and he's also been out here looking for the same things.
The rangers that we speak with, folks that are out here every day, have been commenting to me for a couple of months that the beaches are looking really clean, and it's a good development.
And I would have thought with all these storms that we've had in the last few weeks, just one after another, with high winds too, if there was debris out to sea, it would wash ashore around now, wouldn't you think?
We're not getting reports of sightings, either aerial or at sea reports, of any sort of large flotilla of debris that's heading this way. So we don't have a reason to kind of gear up for that at the moment, but we're also prepared should we see something occur.
So should I assume this is a lull, or are we maybe out of the woods?
I'm not assuming anything. We're at the early part of the storm season, and unfortunately nobody has a crystal ball that can tell us what's in the future.
We're hearing the same thing from the Oregon State Parks Department, that is few, if any, detections of likely tsunami debris. But volunteer groups, which are really carrying the load of keeping the beaches clean, they're not letting down their guard and have already scheduled beach cleanup days for next year. I'm Tom Bonsi at Long Beach, Washington.